So we're up to the question of, so we have this, let's say Rashi. According to Rashi, so the halacha is that you're not allowed to wash your hands in the morning on Yom Kippur. Because of Ruach Ra. Because Ruach Ra is not considered dirt. And the heter is basically Ruchitza. So the matir is a Tiritzoa. It's not Tiritzoa, it's a microscopic thing. That's not a lot like dirt. So, right, so you're not allowed to wash your hands in the morning. But they matired you, Shimon Leo says that they matired a woman to wash one hand to feed her kid. Because I guess it'll be dangerous or whatever if she feeds her kid. So they matired with one hand. So the first question is, what's that there? I mean, if it's not dirt, it's not dirt. Who cares if she wants to feed her kid? Still not dirt. Right. And if it's sakana, then hekud b'shamay aser it. So you're going to say it's not sakana. So what's that there? So I want to say like this, is that when you have, the thing is like this, is rechitza, this is rechitza. Because rechitza is tainug, stam rechitza is rechitza tainug. You don't have to positively do it for pleasure, but objectively rechitza is tainug. Unless you have another character to it, like a tiritzoa. Okay? But it could be, but the problem is this isn't tiritzoa. But it could be that Rosh Hashanah is saying, is there's another character which you could give to your rechitza, which is going to be a removal of the Shem Rechitz Taina. Okay, and that is as follows. That Rechitza could be a part of Achila. It could be the first step in the process of feeding a person. Okay? In other words, when a woman is feeding her kid, so she has a Rechra on her hands, and it's not possible to feed someone with Rechra on your hands. So therefore, her rechitza is step one in her being Michael, her kid. So it's not like a rechitza l'shma, so to speak. No, it's normally doing rechitza because you want to wash your hands. I mean, it's intrinsically. But here there's a process of achila, and in this instance, the rechitza is the first step of the process of achila. Okay? Because achila necessitates it. So then, it will also remove it from the character of rechitza tainug, because it becomes a part of a different activity, part of achila, or being maichel. The only thing is, you'll say, it's microscopic. But this is, it's microscopic to say that the character of the rechitza is washing off a substance, because it's not recognized as a substance. But if man recognizes it as Ruach Ra, for whatever reason, man does recognize it that way, because of whatever, Shemiras Nefesh, but he does recognize it that way, and therefore incorporates it into the process of feeding the kid, so therefore will be a part of the process. So the Rechitza will be have another character, and will therefore will be Mufka from the Shem of Rechitza Tainuk. But in the morning, for instance, if you want to wash your hands in the morning because you have the Ruach Ra on your hands, you're just washing off the dirt. It's not part of any process. There's no process that you're doing. A part of just walking around, can't become subordinate to another process. It'd be step one in a process. Just saying you want your hands clean. So you want your hands clean, but it's not tiritzoa, so it's not the action of cleaning off your hands. So then just stam rechitza, so rechitza is going to be also. Because even though it's not part of the achila in general, it's only on this rare case where it happens to be on Kippur and you didn't wash your hands in the morning. But bottom line is, the character of the activity now is part one of Achila. It's true, normally it's not going to be part one of Achila, because normally Achila is going to start off with the hands of that Ruach Ra. But when your hands have Ruach Ra on them, part one in Achila is to wash your hands. So therefore it becomes like part of the process of Achila. Right? It's almost like, it reminds me of like a mother has a rule, you don't have to wash your hands before you eat. You know what I mean? It's like the washing the hands there is like part of the hachanas achila, you know what I mean? It's really like step one in there going to the meal is to wash your hands. You know what I mean? So it's not like the action of washing your hands takes on a different character. You know what I mean? It's not really a mice of washing your hands per se, but it becomes subordinate to the framework of achila, and it's the first step in achila. You know what I mean? So that's similar to this. You know, I mean, I'm just trying to, from experience, you see, have a notion like that.
Right.
I mean, that's also the way you relate to Tehillas Naim. Tehillas Naim is the first step in a meal. It's not like I'm cleaning my hands. I'm just starting my meal. That's how you start your meal. You know what I mean? And I guess on Yom Kippur, in theory, you should argue if you're eating, then you're doing Tehillas Naim, which should be mutter according to this logic.
Well,
let's say you're a chola. Like in theory, let's say a cholah, and you need to eat on Yom Kippur, you can eat bread. So now could you wash? So according to this argument, you could say is that washing your hands wouldn't be a rechitza, because it's not really a rechitza. It's not a rechitza tiny, even though it's not washing off dirt, but it's step one in achila. It's not really a rechitza, per se.
Because?
So it's a chiddush. I don't know if it's brought down or whatever, but I would follow from the svar.
Right.
So the question is, so why one hand? Why one hand? That's on the surface, the argument should be, at this point, I would have said that you could do two hands. Because it's true, it's possible to feed a kid with one hand. It is possible to do. But bottom line is, I'm feeding my kid with two hands. Every day I feed my kid with two hands. Now, insofar as I want to do that, which I'm allowed to do in Yom Kippur, I'm feeding my kid with two hands, and now in order to do it, I have to wash my hands, both hands. So the washing, if you had to say, what's the character of this washing? Is it just stam or rechitza, or is it a rechitza, which is step one of achila? So it's just step one of achila. Who cares that I could have gotten away with only doing one hand? But now that I'm washing two hands, that's the character. The character is rechitza of step one of achila. That is part of the achila process. Who cares that I could have done it with one? But I'm not doing it with one. So the question is, so why did they only matter one hand? Additionally, something else I just want to point out is that you're kind of stuck here. You're stuck with another problem. Because you see later, they told Beis Shammai to wash with two hands. We don't really know what Shammai's argument was, but they said Beis Shammai washed with two hands.
Really,
so that would indicate that two hands is really okay. But if that's the quiet case, then why did they only say with one hand? And if you're going to say the Hefter is really, no, the Hefter really is only one hand, like you're trying to argue, then they tell Shammai to do too. So it's like either way you're going to go, you're going to get stuck. You know, either you're going to say here it makes sense to one hand, and then you're going to have to say that for some reason they allowed Shammai to do it too, which seems difficult, or you're going to say no, you're really allowed to do two, but then you have to come up with a reason why they said only do one. I mean, either way, you're stuck. That's so great. I'd say, given that you're stuck, I'd say the best, I mean, you could try to choose which one's a better one to answer, but I'd say they might as well go with the one which makes the most sense. I mean, at this point, it seems to make sense that two hands should be mutter. You know what I mean? Seems that way. It seems logical. Of course, so therefore, the question, if that would be the case, our question would be, so then why is it, if two are really mutter, so why they only mutter one? Anyways, that's a better way to go. Because if you say that the heter is only one hand, intrinsically, so then it doesn't make any sense that they told Shammai to do two hands. It's impossible. How did they tell him to do two hands? It's only mutter to do one hand. Are they telling him to violate Yom Kippur? But so rather, it would seem you have to say, no, really, Maker did what they told Shammai is correct. You could do two hands, and they're far as good, like we're saying. But for some external reason, they, in general, didn't want you to do both hands. They only mounted one hand, which you have to explain. But that seems like an easier question to answer of why they added a chumrah. It's easier to add a chumrah than to add a kula, than to add a kula by Shammai. That's much more difficult. So anyways, it seems everything's pointing us to looking for that. And it's really maker than really two hands should be mother, because they're part of the process of feeding the kid. But for some reason, which we have to figure out, they said you should only do one hand. So I think David's approach is good. That, namely, see, I think that you have to realize that on Yom Kippur, the Isser of washing is not just a technical Isser. It's not like a Maisa Isser. A Maisa Isser, you say, look, it's mutter to do two hands. That's it. So it's mutter. They're both in the character of a first step of achila, so it's mutter. But here, really, the halacha is inoy. It's a yom of inoy. And that's the halacha. I mean, that it's Shabbos. The din of part of the Kedushas Hayom is the yom shel inoy. And as such, they said that you're not allowed to do with the pleasures, because the pleasures take away from the yom shel inoy. Right? They take away from the yom shel inoy. So that generates iser chitza and iser all the inoyim, right? So it's saying is like this, is that even though technically, when you're washing your hands, let's say the first step of achila, right? So you say that the it's defined as a rechitza of first step of achila, right? But bottom line is you are going to get pleasure. I mean, you're not doing it for that, but the pleasure will result, and as such it will detract from the yom inoy. Now, halachically, there's no isser to detract from the yom inoy in an abstract psychological sense. The isser is to do a maisa isser, a maisa rechitza shel tainug, or whatever, as defined by the halacha. And if you're doing it, if it has a different character, it's not that maisa isser. So it's mutter. But it doesn't mean that in terms of the gavra and the yom inoy, it doesn't detract. He's involved in the pleasure. He may have the same pleasure that a guy's going to have if he does it for not to feed his kid. So it does take away from the character of the yom, although it lacks in the technical isser because the isser has a formulation, and this gets around the formulation. So it could be what the Rabbanan said is that since you want to be matirat here, since you're being matir because to feed the kid, and it's possible to feed the kid even with one hand, so therefore you should minimize it. Because they didn't want to be matir, not because of the Isser Chitza. In terms of Isser Chitza, really, in Echonami, it's they're both matir, because whatever you're going to feed them with is going to be part of that, have that character. But since doing that would take away from the Yom Inoy, so they don't want to be matir, and so as if it's not necessary. It still takes away from the yom. So therefore, they said, is you could do the same thing with one hand. It'll be a little more difficult. But as it came in the yom, they only wanted a matir on one hand. You know what I mean? Like this is, here it's probably like by dirt, for instance. By dirt, you have no choice. You have to wash off the dirt. But here, the goal which you want to accomplish really could be accomplished with only one. So do it with only one. And this way, it will detract less from the yom shalinoi. But you could see, I mean, we have to get to this, but you could see for some, if there's a mitigating circumstance, like Beis Shammai, in order to squelch Beis Shammai's opposition somehow, you could see saying is that we're going to matir both. I mean, we'll get to that more specifically with Beis Shammai's argument, but you see how that would be possible, because it's not usur.
Right.
They're just saying they didn't want to be matir because it still is a kiyum in the yom. But if it doesn't mean you can't be matir both, make her then really they are both matir.
Right.
Okay. So we have to do now is to figure out what was Beis Shammai's, what was bothering Beis Shammai. What is he says? He says lo ratzu, right? He didn't want to wash even one hand, right? And they forced him to do two. But the question is the lashon of lo ratzu, like it says Beis Shammai didn't want to, right? It says Hamar Beis Shammai shelo ratzu lahachol biyado achas. I mean, to me that sounds like he was being machmir. Sounds that way. Like it doesn't. What do you mean? Beis Shammai holds tasa. Beis Shammai holds from. You know what I mean? I don't mean that he didn't want to. He held you're not allowed to.
Right.
You know what I mean? He held his also. But lo ratzu sounds like it was a chumrah. He wanted to take a chumrah. Rashi says, "Afilu yado achas lo ratzu ladiach kedei litein pasul tinok b'yamikipurim v'nehem el achila." So it sounds like it's a chumrah. I mean, how does this lend itself to a chumrah? I mean, what's this chumrah? That's a good point. It's asking. He says, yeah, but Beis Shammai doesn't say not, if he had dirt on his hands, it doesn't say he didn't wash off his dirt. I mean, it seems to be he did. So, in other words, you can't say, it's just that since this is lacking the Ominoi, like that type of thing. Like, you may argue, well, since it lacks in the Ominoi, so he didn't even want to do it at all. But then don't wash off the Tinsoa either. Right? But it doesn't seem like that's the case. Apparently, no. You have to tell you're allowed to wash it off. The Omino, but whatever. But that's the only thing. You're allowed to wash it off. You don't have to leave yourself dirty because the Omino. The Omino is a nice scheme. If you can do one or two, you do one. But here, I mean, you have to feed your kid. So what's he have to avoid feeding his kid for? I mean, if you feed your kid, you feed with a wash on hand. So what's he, why is he going all out? More so than Zeder Tzoa. Another question is why did they make Beis Shammai wash two hands? Like first of all, what's wrong with doing chumrah? So why did they have to force him to not do his chumrah? I mean, he's doing chumrah, so let's go. Is there a problem with the guy doing chumrah? And if you want to say no, we don't like people doing chumrah. This is a bad place for him to do chumrah. So tell him to do one hand. So what do you have to make him do with both hands? I mean, it sounds like he's not doing his chumrah anymore. So what's wrong? Now he's going along with everyone else. Like what do you have to rub it in? What's the benefit of that? What's bothering you? If Beis Shammai would do one hand, he'd be like everyone else. And then what do you need to make him do two hands? And it just sounds like childish, you know? If you don't want to do one hand, we'll make you do two hands. Okay, so I was saying that Shammai, I think this might have been Ilan's svar. Okay, that the svar is that Shammai really held different. Okay? Shammai didn't learn the hatter differently. The hatter of feeding your kid. Okay? Because in this hatter, I mean, why should it seem so difficult to be machmer? It doesn't seem to lend itself to be machmer beyond the one. So it could be that Shammai learned like this, that really, really he held that he really didn't go for the svar. Really, he didn't go for the svar that it's a part of, like what Dave was saying, that he really didn't go for the svar that it's part of the achila process. Is that it's a different character of a washing because it's part of a process of achila. Tirutzah was a different character. You're washing off dirt. But this is a move. It's a big move. I mean, say that it's part of an achila process. He really didn't go for that. Okay? He didn't go for it altogether. But they were matir. What was the svar for the heter? Because it seems that he agreed that by the heter, he just didn't want to align it. He wanted to be a machmir. See, but he learned the heter differently. See, what he said is like this. Is that why is it that tirutzah really is matir? And really, what am I doing? I'm really washing off tirutzah. I mean, that's what I'm doing. It's just, technically, you're telling me that since it's microscopic tiddur tzoa, it doesn't come under the halachic radar. And therefore, it becomes, it's asar. It can't be matir it because, so to speak, because of a technicality. I mean, in terms of the way it's not tainug, it's the same thing. And as I'm not doing it for tainug, I'm not doing it to wash off the dirt. But it's just halachically, you can't pull it off. Right, it's halachic, you can't pull it off. So in terms of like tama davar, really you think it should be a mutter. Okay, really it should be a mutter. Okay? So that, but it comes under the halachic yeser. You can't...
Sakana's not recognized?
What?
Sakana...
It's not sakana.
Oh, it's not sakana, right.
So it comes under the yeser. It comes under the yeser, but in tama davar, really it shouldn't. It doesn't really belong there. So it could be what he held is that, so that's but, so therefore bottom line is, you can't wash your hands in the morning. Because you really are doing it to wash off the dirt, but halachically it's not recognized. So so you have to pay heed to the halachic system, and in the system there's no heter, right? But then when it comes time to feed your kid, so now there's really a tzorach for the thing. Now it's not just that you want to do it to wash off the dirt, but there's really a tzorach. It's a real tzorach. It's a tzorach chadam. I mean, you're feeding your kid. Now, I guess you could get by without it. I mean, it is possible, and I make the kid eat by himself, but I mean, it's a real tzorach. You have to feed your kid. So I'm not saying it's a constant fajos, but I mean you have to feed the kid. So it could be the way he understood the heter was is that they were matir this technical iser, which was wasn't usher in terms of tama davar, really it should be mutter, but it came under the halachic system. He held that they were matir at b'shas tzarach. That's the way he understood that this halacha that they were that Rosh Hashanah was matir to wash your hand in order to feed the kid. He understood it not that it's really mutter because it's not a ruchitz stein. No, it is ruchitz stein, but it's a matir. That since you have an iser which is only like a technical iser, isn't really usher philosophically, so to speak, and there's a tzaruch, so they matir it like b'shas tzarach or makam tzarach. I mean, so yeah, then something is, if it lacked in the Yomi, really philosophically particular the Esser, then it wouldn't be Matar, because then it really should be Asr, so it could just be Matar, things like that. But here, really, it should be Mutar. But technically, because of the structure of the system, it can't be Mutar. But the Makam Tzarach, they were Matar. Because they can't throw out the Halacha, because that's Halacha. But they can Matar it in a pressing situation. So that's the way he understood the Halacha, that it was a Matar. Okay, you with me so far?
Right.
Okay. So if that's the case, then you can see why there's a chumrah. Because he's saying is that really, Meikar, then this thing shouldn't be mutter. But we matted it, makam tzarach. Oh, well, so Beisham, I said, I don't want to lie on the heter. That's because it's a heter. I mean, you're being matir. It's, you're saying, matir, shas tzarach. But it's, you're saying that really, it's we're pressed to matir it. So it's not suppressing. I could get by without feeding my kid. So you didn't want to rely on it. I mean, if it's the other way that really it's not usher, because it has a character of Ruchitza, of different type of ruchitza, of part of the eating process, then what do you mean he didn't want to do it? That's the character, it's not the Isser. But if you say that really it is the Isser, but just there was a matir, and it sounds like that from the Gemara, that he tiru lo, that they're matir, so then he says, hey, you don't want to rely on it? He didn't want to rely on it. Okay, with me so far? Yeah. But really he was wrong. They held he was wrong. They held that wasn't right, the svara. Really the svara was the Israeli mutter. Now, but Beis Shammai, see, this is why they had a problem. Because what Beis Shammai is doing is, it's not just the Chumrah. Is that there's an implication from what he's doing, that really this thing is Asar, Meikar Adin, but there's a Heter. You know what I mean? So it's not just that he's doing the Chumrah, but the fact that he's even doing the Chumrah casts a certain implication about the nature of this Halacha, which is wrong. That really this thing is Mutter, Meikar Adin, there's no problem with it.
No, it's not really
Tasser. What?
He's saying
really it's Asr, but there's a separate Matir. So, and that's, the Chumrah implies that, because if you're doing Chumrah, it means there's room for Chumrah, and in the real way, there's no room for a Chumrah. So that's why they didn't like what he was doing, because he's casting a wrong implication about the system, and about that there's a super-edited heter going on here, where really it's not true. There's nothing wrong with it altogether. A person shouldn't feel like he's breaking the day somehow, but he's relying on a heter when he's feeding his kid. It really has nothing to do with it. It's totally mutter. You know what I mean? So that's why the Rabbanu wanted to stop it. Now the problem is that if they told him to wash one hand, so then he would, then basically what it would amount to in the eyes of anyone who held by Beis Shammai's reasoning was, oh, it's a lamatir, but we're making you use the matir. Because we don't want you to be machner. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
But it wouldn't remove the system.
It wouldn't have removed the whole approach of Beis Shammai, which is that really the thing is aser, but we're just being matir it. Because then it would just look like, oh, it's really
matir, but you're
not allowing
to
be machner. Exactly, you have to rely on the heter. But really, they wanted to make it clear that it's not even a heter, it's really mutter. So how'd they do that? By making wash with two hands. See, because if it's a matir, there's no way you can be matir two hands. Why should you be matir two hands? The whole thing is makam tzarach.
And you don't need
tzarach, exactly. But if the real heter is that it's really mutter because it has a certain character to it, then even two hands is mutter. So the fact that you're forcing it to do with two hands is really the only way to knock out Beis Shammai Svara, to show that he's wrong. You know what I mean? To force him to be modet to your Svara. Not just, right. They didn't just want to make him be modet to the Nihug. They wanted his Svara to be knocked out. So the only way to do it is to make him do it with two hands. And apparently that takes precedence over the Kiyam and the Aminoi. Because normally we don't want to do it with two hands. Because it's a Kiyam and the Aminoi. But here to protect the whole, protect the understanding of the system, so that they held it's not right to use it to go for that Kiyam, where it's going to destroy the concept. So therefore they had to force him to do it with two hands.
That's amazing.
Amen. It's pretty good, right?
I mean, if you're in that base measure, there's a lot of stuff you
got to
be able to pick up on.
So now that works out nicely. So now the question is, so what about the Rebbeinu Tam? Well, how will this play out, this whole Gemara play out within Rebbeinu Tam? So let's think. What's Rebbeinu Tam hold? Rebbeinu Tam learns that really the washing in the morning you're allowed to do in the morning, because that's the fall. Let's say that's the fall in this Tiratzoa. Right? According to one way we learn, the one spot. Or you say, no, it's not a Rechid Steinik, so it's Mutter, right? But the case here is that it's specifically in order to feed the kid, right? It's specifically in order to feed the kid. So again, according to Rebbeinu Tam, so he held that, I think this is going to be a mavara between the two svaras we had for Rebbeinu Tam. Because Rebbeinu Tam, the question is, Rashi says he can't wash his hands in the morning because it's not Teretzoa, it's invisible, so it's not there. So now, Rebbeinu Tam, we say one of two things. Either you say that it is that the Shmiras HaNefesh will define this as Teretzoa, because it's recognized by Shmiras HaNefesh, or you say no, is that Rebbeinu Tam holds the reason why you're allowed to wash this off is because only Issa Shechit is Tainik. Only Issa Shechit is Tainik, and this isn't Tainik. So now let's go over here. So apparently, Rebbeinu Tam holds, therefore, for one of these two reasons, you're not allowed to wash in the morning. You are allowed to wash your hands in the morning. But he holds, now it comes to this case where you want to feed your kid. And when you want to feed your kid, a 4 or 5 year old kid, with the food, so there's some sort of a reaction here where the food is going to end up killing him or choking him if you don't wash your hands. So now if you said, now that you're only matir one hand, then Beis Shammai isn't even matir. So if you say the reason why you're allowed to wash off the tiratzoa in the morning is because it's not a rechitzas tainug, so then this isn't a rechitzas tainug either. Because then it should be mutter to just wash two hands. And how should Shammai, why should Shammai argue? It doesn't seem Shammai argued on the morning, washing hands in the morning. So this seems difficult. But if you say that because the reason why you're allowed to wash off.
Why two hands problem?
Yeah, why two hands? Exactly. If it's not a chit steinog, then it's not a chit steinog even two hands. But if you say that really the reason why you're allowed to wash your hands in the morning is because that's the finest tiratzoa, because Shmiras HaNefesh says if you touch your eye, touch your nose, touch your ears, touch this, this stuff is going to hurt you. So this is dirt. So it's dirt because Shmiras HaNefesh. So that's the finest tiratzoa. But if you have something which is everybody, any person who's not 4 or 5 years old, if you feed the thing, that it's completely fine, clean, no problems. But you have a separate thing that a guy who's 4 or 5 years old is going to have a certain reaction with a thing and it's going to hurt him. So you can't say that's defined as tiratzoa. Shmuel's never isn't going to define that as dirt. It's not defined as dirt. That's just saying you have to be careful. But when you feel it's a mice of care. You have to be careful when you feed a 4-year-old or 5-year-old kid because he's weak or whatever it is. But it's not. Tiratzoa has to have an objectivity to it. So then it's just that then Shemesh Nefesh says you got to wash your hands. But there's no heter to do that. The only heter is Tiritzoa. So therefore, in theory, it should be Aser. So now the only thing is I, so why do we say Mater, right? So you have to say, because that's what we said before. Because it's part of the process of Achila. And there's another heter, not only Tiritzoa, but because part of the process of Achila. And then all the Torah we said before, exactly, and why Beis Shammai argued, and why only one hand, and all that other stuff. But it's because the bottom line is, it's the case is, the case of feeding the kid brings out something which is not Tiritzoa, but the heter has to be because of a different reason. Now, according to Rashi, even the morning stuff isn't Tiritzoa. So that's the whole framework of discussion. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the morning stuff is Tiritzoa, because Shemiras HaNefesh defines it as Tiritzoa. So therefore, you have to come to the feeding the kid, the 4 or 5 year old kid, where that's not Tiritzoa. So now you have to come on to the heter of being part of the Achila process. Right, so the whole Gemara will be exactly the same according to that.
Yep.
But this, it turns out that this seems to indicate that the Sfarah of the fact that it's Tiritzoa because of Shemiras HaNefesh is a better Sfarah. Because again, if the Sfarah was, the reason why you're allowed to wash your hands in the morning is because it's not a Chitzis Tainog, so then it's just the same thing. It's why is there such a problem with Shivsa? There's other Shivsa. That's also in Lechacha, and that's the exact same thing. Why should that be any better? Or any worse. Then why only one hand? Then why should Beis Shammai get upset about it?